Good evening, this is Annalisa, and this is my episode 9 for season 1 of VMC Media Podcast. This episode is all about markers of wealth and status in my homes, my country. Many may not be aware that our country, despite being a third world country, is all about flaunting status and wealth for those who belong to the upper bracket of income. You will get a feel of this once you go around town. Whether you're in a popular city, whether you're in a province, people like to show off their status with the many things that they own, they have, they enjoy, or they experienced. If you are unfamiliar with this kind of lifestyle, you might be surprised that many locals are status conscious. They are always envisioning on how to build their wealth, protect their reputational wealth, and promote a lifestyle that is meant for the wealthy. These are the markers of wealth or status in my homes. Number one. Your capability to employ workers, even in the domestic front. An individual's ability, whether familied or living like a solo individual, is totally gauged by that person's capability to employ workers, whether it's skilled domestic work or contractual labor. Most of the time, having the capacity to hire workers, even for the service of one's family, is mostly a symbol of wealth back home. People who are wealthy often flaunt their manpower who surrounds them day by day, from domestic workers to driver for hire, etc. Some households employ a cook or a chef, and this they make sure known to others. Some individuals or families hire tutors or coaches for their son or daughter, just to make sure that they enjoy the extra after-school activity that can complement the studies of their kids. Having an extra hand at home is a number one status brag in my country. Number two, another marker of wealth here at home is the ownership of expensive vehicles. Despite the published articles on the plethora of below the poverty line individuals who do not have homes, are unemployed, or who do not enjoy the basic services and necessities that truly have to be provided to them. Those who live in a better income bracket like to show off their ownership of luxury vehicles. It is not merely a symbol of flux for them. It is also a matter of practical ownership for them in order to enjoy the companionship of their own. Number three, another marker of wealth in my homes that others must know of is the capacity to pay one's taxes. Here at home, not many are privileged or conscientious in filing their taxes. They put mostly a low priority in filing their taxes, especially for the low-income earners and wage workers. They do not see it as an obligation to file their taxes because it's already hard to make ends meet given the low salary given them, especially at this time when the basic prices of commodities are on the high tipping scale. Most wealthy individuals and families, not just celebrities and influencers, flaunt their filing of taxes and make sure that they're being a top taxpayer is flaunted to the rest of the population. Number four, another marker of wealth for the locals is the ownership of a high-end gadget. These days, a gadget is not just a must-own, but a practical way of leaving and going about town. Most locals are very gadget sophisticated, even if they don't give the right impression of being a modern citizen. If one owns a cheaper version of a phone, that person can be labeled or described as quote-unquote poor. People back home often prefer sophisticated gadgets, and that is how they keep up with trends. That is the first part of my episode for the podcast about markers of wealth in my homes. I will upload more in my next episode. Please keep on listening to my VMC Media podcast for interesting and informational podcast that you may want to listen to in your own spare time. Thank you, and this is Annalisa from the Philippines.